Welcome back to the Empathic Explorations podcast. I am Nikki, your host. Thank you for being in the space with me another time. If this is your first time listening or watching, thank you for choosing to listen and choosing to be in the space with me. I hope that the words that I have to share with you will bring some sort of healing to your experience and maybe break some habits or pattern or conditioning that is not serving you or serving your experience. So thank you for being in the space with me. This is a safe space. Please take what resonates. What does not resonate, just leave it for someone else. So today, I want to take a quick, deep inquiry into generational curse. I've never really sat with the concept, maybe I can call it that, of generational curse, but clearly it is seen. And so how I came about to really inquire in about generational curse is the story. So this story is not a personal story, but it could be a personal story. I was talking to someone a few weeks back, and they were sharing with me. She was sharing how she recognized certain habits that her mother, that is past, had. And as she shared this with me, there was a sense of some of these habits, because it wasn't just one, it was kind of a few habits that she mentioned. And also, I think, which is important to mention, is the mentality that goes with the habit. It's very important to mention that. So she explained how she find herself doing the same thing. But in the explanation of how she's finding herself doing the same thing, what I sensed was this attachment to the habit. The habit is not really serving her. And it basically was a habit of not wanting to go anywhere. And she said to me, you know, when my mom was around this age, she didn't really want to travel or do anything or go anywhere. She just really kind of stayed in the house. And I find myself not wanting to go anywhere or do anything. But in the midst of that, you saw that there was this, how can I express this to you all? It was almost as if something was missing. Something was missing from the space that she's in. But there was what was recognized, that there was a need to cling to the habit, if that makes sense. I want to slow down a little bit so you stay with me. I don't want to, if we're walking together and we're talking together, I don't want to speed up ahead and leave you in the back and you're not understanding. So I want to really like take my time with this. And so there, what I recognize in the conversation, there was a need to hold on to the habit. And what was seen or recognized was it wasn't because the habit, because clearly the habit is not serving her, but it wasn't because the habit was good or bad. It's really because there's a sense of connection to her mother. I hope this is coming through for you, you that are listening, you that are watching. It was a sense of connecting to her mother. Now, mind you, remember, her mother has passed. So there is a sense of holding on and connecting to her mother that held her holding on to this habit. And so that is the deep inquiry that I started to explore as I'm listening to her express. And it really gave her a sense of being closer to her mom. It gave her a sense of not being able to touch or connect to her mom because her mom has passed. Holding on to the habit gave her almost a comfort. And so she clinged to it. Really, there was like a sense of clinging on to it because it's a memory. And it's important here to really look at memories because we all have them. It's all in our field of consciousness, memories. But what is recognized about memory, memories can serve us in a good way and memories can serve us in a bad way. Consider this. And if we hold on to memories that are not serving us in a positive way, there is a reason behind the curtain or the veil of the memory why we hold on. If that makes sense. I hope I'm not going too fast for you. Thank you once again for listening. So there was a sense of her clinging on to the habit because it gave her a sense of being closer to mom in a way, or identifying with that past loved one, if that makes sense. And when we hold on to the habits that's not serving us, right now I'm hearing the word ancestors, and there's a lot of us who are deeply rooted in our ancestors' ways. I want to tread lightly here now and do it in love. We're rooted in our ancestral ways, or our ancestors and their ways. But I ask of you, are these ways serving you? And it's not so much, are they serving you? It's a sense of what holding on to them makes us feel, if that makes sense. And I think that's the real nugget, that real natural piece of gold that we have found right here, that unrefined gold. We want to look at the cluster of this because we want it to be natural. We don't want it to be groomed or processed or refined. We want to really take it in its natural state. I'm speaking to generational curse. I'm speaking to this deeply rooted perspective of our ancestors and what they've left with us, be it one generation that has passed or two generations. It doesn't matter, because sure enough, if hate can be handed down from generation to generation, so can love. And this is what I bring to this space. This is the purpose of this space. This is the purpose of these pods, to bring about healing through these conversations, through meditation. Meditation is just recognizing the beingness that we are. And some of us are so deeply rooted. Some of us, by honoring these habits, it gives us a sense of honoring our loved ones that have passed, our ancestors. But here is where I bring to you a sense of honoring our ancestors in a way where what they experienced in their lives might have brought up or helped them to develop certain conditionings that really didn't serve them and will not serve us in a positive way. And letting go of these ways, habits, conditionings, concepts, is actually honoring them. It's actually honoring them. Holding on to the bad ways doesn't feel so much as we're honoring them, because maybe you choose to hold on to it and you know it's not right in a way in your spirit, but you choose to hold on to it because you feel there's a dishonor if you don't hold on to it. So I ask of you to consider these words. Consider them. Inquire for yourself. Inquire for yourself. Today is tomorrow's past. And a lot of these deeply rooted habits are coming and passing through generations. And if you can recognize that some of these habits, conditionings, concepts are not serving you in the present age, then you can say yes to breaking these generational curses, breaking them, holding on. For a lot of us, gives us the sense of comfort. In a sense, there's a comfort there. But if it's broken, this is a space for brokenness. This is a space of healing. There's a lot of us that might be listening right now, that there are certain beliefs that in yourself, you're uncomfortable with it. But it's hard for you because you've been taught, you've heard it so many times. This is what should be done. This is the way. And you feel like you're dishonoring the family member. You feel as if you're dishonoring. There's still that child in you that feels as if, okay, well, this is what I was taught, so this is what I need to do. Well, here's the thing about our beingness. Truth is not, I've recognized that truth is spirit. I will just say that. And I hope I'm not going too fast again. Truth is spirit. And the reason why I say truth is spirit is because what is true today might not be true tomorrow. Because we are living in a changing world. And what might be relevant today might not be relevant tomorrow, if that makes sense. I hope you see where I'm going with this. So, if you recognize a habit, a concept, a conditioning that is not serving you, that goes against the heart, the light of the heart, then don't be afraid to let it go. It's not even breaking it. It's just letting it go. I'm not here to tell you what that is, because you know. As you are hearing me right now, you know what those habits are, those conditionings are. You know what that, and there's something saying to me, your legacy. The legacy is what we leave behind, what people remember us for. So, being vulnerable right now and accepting what is in your heart and what you've heard from these words that I bring to you today, I hope that there's some clarity for you. That will heal that brokenness, that habit, that conditioning, and clear up a lot of that negative energy so you can access more peace, joy, and harmony in your everyday experience. I thank you so much for listening. Contemplate these words and see what they do for you. Thank you so much for listening.